Hi, I'm at the BBC booth, and I'm talking to...
Hi, my name's David Buckhurst. I'm an engineering manager at the BBC, and I look after our open source initiative, which kind of an internal collective of people who are kind of very, very into open source and free software and want to make the process of the BBC releasing open source software as easy as possible.
And have you struggled with that?
Not really. I mean, most people, I think, feel that kind of because of the BBC's public remit, actually opening up the software we're building is kind of an important part of that. So it tends to be people trying to find time to do it more than any kind of real challenges about actually getting permission or anything to get it done.
But yes, there is that on the one hand, but there's also the argument that if they don't pay the TV license, then they shouldn't be able to get the code.
Yes. Well, I think we kind of focus for the TV license mainly on the kind of broadcast space. So I think we still see that, you know, the news website and a lot of the educational initiatives we do are kind of for everyone. So, and it just happens that the license fee is how we fund it.
So what sort of software have you available? Is it broadcast related or what?
There's so much stuff, really. I mean, so things from the Microbit, which kind of is obviously a big well-known one, but also we've got things like TAL, our TV application layer, which is our foundation for all of our smart TV apps, and we made that available open source a number of years ago to kind of just because we found it so difficult building across all these platforms, just to open it up so everyone could have that level playing field.
So if you go to your website, you've got a whole list of stuff that you've contributed to.
Yeah, I mean, I think even that isn't a complete list because our R&D department do a lot of stuff that they make available. But we try and just kind of collect it together as a catalogue so that there's kind of one place you can go and look and one point of contact.
Quite a lot of interesting stuff for me for video stuff and TV metadata, so it's right up my alley. Can we talk about the big computer? What was the motivation behind building that when we've got the Raspberry Pi and we've got all these other devices? Why would a broadcasting company waste customers' license fees in order to build this?
Yeah, I think the Microbit, it kind of, we found that we were missing that kind of real entry level to programming for kind of high school children. And certainly, you know, why I got into software and programming and technology was because my school had a suite of BBC Micros. So I kind of see this as the evolutionary equivalent, but really it's targeting kind of much younger children. It's that stepping stone to kind of the Raspberry Pi. And so, for example, my four-year-old was programming on the Microbit, you know, that and now he's into the Pi. So it kind of...
it's a gateway drug.
That real kind of stepping stone for kind of young, interested software developers.
So can you describe it physically, how big it is, what it does, how we can get it working?
Yeah, it's only 1.5 by 2 inches, tiny little board, LED display. It's got a couple of buttons. It's got rotation sensors, gyros. You can start with the most basic program, just maybe programming an animation on the display, and then kind of move on to, you know, maybe games based around tilting or pressing the buttons. And then it's also got connects so that you can extend beyond the actual Microbit itself and tinker with robotics and driving electronics. So we've got some examples here of things people have built.
Can you walk me through them, and I'll take some photos later?
Okay. So this is Dave 2, which is the digital autonomous vehicle for education, which is basically a clap based robot. So you can clap, and then it moves forward. One clap to stop.
So we've got here a motor controller, and this is the bit here, is it?
That's right. That's the Microbit plugged in at the top, which controls the whole thing. So.
And then there's a break-off board to a breadboard running some... What are the two integrated circuits? They're 555 timers or something like that?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't build this one, so...
Well, you got some what looks like 555 timers, big capacitors, a lot of capacitors, and some LEDs and a transistor, and a 9-volt battery. On the bottom, we've got a little motor, and I'll take some pictures to put into the show notes right here with wobble cam. Excellent. That looks very nice. And it worked.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yeah. And so this other demo is a sequencer that we've got set up, which is just demonstrating the kind of where you can kind of take the Microbit next. So they're connected via Bluetooth, all talking to one central Microbit that's looking after the sequencer, and then playing via a Raspberry Pi through a speaker we've got here.
So let me just describe this. There's a board there with 1, 2, 3, 5 rows of 8 Microbits. And are the Microbits connected to each other, or are they just getting power from each other?
Bluetooth, they're just connected to the batteries, so yeah, that's the wires you can see. Yeah. And then Bluetooth connected to this Microbit.
One single Microbit here on the ground.
That's actually controlling things.
And how that must be a nightmare trying to communicate all these devices together.
I tell you, setting it up has been a challenge, but actually it works surprisingly well. And once it's going, it's been pretty stable all day. So,
touch wood, right there. So, so the idea I've been a little bit facetious earlier on, but I think the idea of the Microbit, and correct me if I'm wrong, was to also do TV programs and additional websites and stuff.
I mean, certainly, like the educational pack that goes with it is quite an important part of it. So, so that was sent out to the schools, and in fact, we sent a Microbit to every 11-year-old in the UK. And then that was tied into the curriculum program. So and then teachers had the support to be able to teach about it.
And how has the feedback from the teachers been?
Yeah, I mean, very positive. I mean, the kids we've spoken to absolutely love it. And as I say, my own kids are just totally switched on by it. I've really got them into the idea of programming and playing with hardware.
Is this something that's available outside of the UK, or is it just restricted? Can I order them?
So the Microbit Foundation, which is kind of a company that was a spin-off to look after the Microbit, they sell it on their website, so you can order it.
How much is it, more or less?
It's around €11 for just the Microbit on its own, but you can buy the teaching materials and the battery and things for about €15. And then there's shipping costs on top of that, so you probably have to find some friends.
Okay, very good. So any other projects that I should know about?
So we do a lot of automated testing. So we've got a project called Hive, which is it's our internal test lab. And we've made that all open source so that anyone can kind of go and set that up themselves and use some of the same techniques for testing. And it kind of manages a lot of the pain that's normally associated with running tests on devices. So we test on our TVs. We've got a whole wall of TVs. We've got loads of mobile devices, Android and iOS. And any developer in the BBC can just send their tests to a device and run tests on it, or bring back screenshots. So kind of really speeds up the kind of the development.
Are you doing any OCR on that or not?
No, we aren't. So.
Pictures come back.
Yeah, but we're kind of looking at where we go next with that. Because at the moment it's all we do some kind of basic sort of screenshot comparison and stuff like that. But we're kind of it's something we're going to think about next. Yeah.
Okay. Well, was there anything else I missed? Or there'll be links to the websites in the show notes, bbc.co.uk/open source.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the best thing to do is take a look at the website, follow us on Twitter, and whenever there's a new project or anything of interest, we'll post on there. So,
excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the show.